This little survey I've been taking off and on now, I'm in my fifth year. I want you to simply raise your hand if you were born, raised, and spent most of your life in the state of Idaho. See? I've asked that question all over America and Miami. If you think about it, you've never gone to school with, worked with, lived near, or bumped into anyone from Idaho. So I'm figuring, heck, maybe ain't nobody out there. If any place needs tourists, it's Idaho. So what do? They spend $20 million promoting themselves as the potato state. Lord knows, that sure as heck make us all want to rush right on out there. Yeah. Where are you going on vacation this year? Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, I think I'll take the wife and kids out to Idaho. Let them look at some taters. The kids, they got that new Polaroid. We'll get there and take some pictures of some home fries, crinkle cuts. Just make a summer out of it, you know? Oh, my. Some evenings when you're on your way home from work, stop at a funeral home. Go in there and tell them you want 8 gallons of embalming fluid to go. You won't get it, but you know that guy won't sleep for days. He'll be like, yeah. I think one reason I feel pretty good, I just had a vacation. Most people take them in the summertime. Let's say you're on vacation, you get up early one morning, get outside your motel, you go out by the pool, you stretch out on a lounge chair. All you want to do is soak up some early morning sun. And you look over there on the fence, and you'll always see a sign there that says, no pets allowed. You know what that means? Sometime in the past, some nut has said to his wife, honey, let's put the pony in the pool. Well, heck, he's been cooped up in that motel room ever since we got him. Just laying there, eating Cheetos. And watching HBO. Oh, he loves HBO. Saw The Godfather this morning, it scared him to death. Go get him, let him splash around. And bring that big towel. I know a lot of you are looking toward the stage and you're thinking to yourself, you know, I bet he ain't right. Well, maybe I, but I'm glad. Let me tell you something. If you have not said this already, you will in a few years, but you heard your parents or your grandparents say it. And that is, they'll say, I don't think I'll ever be as happy again as I was as a small child. That was true yesterday, today, that'll be true forever. Small children will always be happier than adults because small children haven't learned yet that they're supposed to worry about their appearance, what they look like. That all becomes important when you approach your teens and you want to start going out with people. And when you look like I do, you end up dating some of the ugliest creatures. But I'm going to tell you, fellas, something. Once you get used to it, it ain't all that bad. I remember the first girl I went with in high school. I'm not going to say she was a dog, but when I met her, she was 15 years old. Now, that'd be 105 to me and you.